You're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Center podcast, featuring the news, views, and opinions of the press peoples, regionally and from around the world. This is the Midwest Indie Media Center radio podcast. How's it going, everybody? This is Zach Wright, and you're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Radio Podcast. I'm your host once again, Zach Wright, and we're going to begin today's show, which features a lot of news and happenings from the United States and around the world here on the Midwest Indie Media Radio. We're going to go ahead with today's podcast, rather. And I have some news I want to feature you guys. I want to go ahead and jump in on the tea parties and town halls face off over health reform. Over the last few months, polarizing protests have erupted across the country over the question of health care reform. Town hall sessions seeking to inform the public about President Obama's proposed health reform bill has been critiqued from the left as ineffective at addressing root causes, and targeted by the right as evidence of impending socialist doom. A series of tea parties organized by AstroTurf organizations and spurred on by figures like Michelle Malkin and Glenn Beck had converged in opposition to any expansion of government's role in providing insurance. The single-payer option, widely favored amongst grassroots community organizers, is almost entirely off the table. A discussion of the role is insurance lobby remains scant. While dire, this situation has provoked creative responses by grassroots organizers to reclaim space for authentic participatory democracy, including farcational counter-protests, grassroots anger management initiatives, and a caravan of doctors currently making its way across the country toward Washington, D.C. And a little bit later on, as we speak, I'm going to get into more info on this a little bit later. So yeah, that's what's going on across the country. There's people already protesting the new initiatives they're adding in with the healthcare reform, which, for those who don't know, they're making it to where everybody has to pay for this out of their own pockets. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel that this is very unnecessary and this is very wrong. I mean, we were hoodwinked into thinking that this single payer is what we were going to get, and apparently this is not what we're going to receive in the long run. So, people are already beginning their protests as we speak. Also in the news, Mumia Abdul-Jamal faces new execution threat. Pennsylvania prosecutors twice rejected their efforts to impose the death penalty on Mumia from 2001 through 2008 may have found new support in the U.S. Supreme Court. It appears that the court's delay in ruling on the validity of Mumia's original execution sentence was due to its decision to grant oral arguments in the Ohio case of Smith v. Spishak, a case that might rewrite or reinterpret the nation's laws to make it easier to obtain jury verdicts calling for execution. The court heard Ohio prosecutors' arguments for Spishak's execution on October 13, 2009. A ruling is expected in the year ahead. And further reading on, sorry, after almost 28 years on Pennsylvania's death row, innumerable battles in the U.S. criminal and justice system, innocent political prisoner, journalist, and world-renowned voice of the voiceless, Mumia Abdul-Jamal lost his final appeal on April 6, 2009, ignoring its own precedents to affirm that what has been the law of the land for decades, that the systematic and racist exclusion of blacks from juries voids all guilty verdicts and mandates a new trial. In Mumia's 1982 trial proceeded over by the notorious hanging judge Albert Sabo, the prosecutor Joseph McGill used 10 or perhaps 11 of his 15 peremptory strikes against black jurors. But as with virtually all court decisions over the last past decade in Mumia's case, the Mumia exception in the courted interpretation of the law to reach a predetermined result was once again applied, with high court refusing to review the twisted logic of its subordinate bodies, thereby allowing Mumia's frame-up murder conviction to stand. And it comes courtesy of PhillyIMC.org. This is Zach Riot. You listen to Midwest Indie Media Radio. Thank you.
Getting close to the sun, so don't try, it ain't supposed to be done. The flow fire, you can roast marshmallows, hold them over my tongue. A Carmelo when you go for the dunk, a Quest love on the drums. I'm doing my thing, your queen love it, head you and your dame. Beefing like G-Unit and Game, I'm like a four-finger ring, spelling your name. That's old school like my boy Blue Joint, cool in the game. Old, so young blood, still new to the game. I'm in my prime, it's a beautiful thing. So when I rhyme, you can bet that I'ma give you the real. It's if I wasn't signed, and this was the verse that could give you the deal. Let me go first, I move in for the kill. Let me go last and smash every rapper you consider to be ill, and that's real.
These ain't bars, nigga, these my scars. And this ain't no pen, nigga, this my sword. As far as competition goes, they ain't really kicking flows, but they kicking no, cause they hanging from mic cords. Results of my posts and emotion of my thoughts. Motor running over niggas for spitting that side talk. And fuck with your nine spark, you would die licking off a shot, bleeding up the block with the shit from the sidewalk. The fine line of life is the line of my mind walks between war, hardcore, presenting divine thought. In the midst of drama, broken codes of honor, thirst for survival, rap songs and rifles. I'm war at its best, write a verse, season nigga breath. Eat a nigga flesh, vultures can pick away the rest. Godzilla, nah, fill a wrong spit, kick at the request. I put carp in coffins, bury rappers often.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. It's motherfucking East here. Elementality. We taking over. We on the rise. K.O. Hassan Mackey. Ken Starr. Analogic. We taking over the world. You already know. Hey, yeah, yeah, yo, yo.
Yeah.
Solid night. Let's go.
The troops have been assembled. From the ruins of the ghettos to the beautifulest meadows, it's a movement. Peace to fellow music rebels. The view resembles a scene from a movie in the time of crisis, right before the heroes enter. I'm a soldier. Some hold toasters, but I carry tunes instead, though. And use my headphones when I choose to move in stealth mode. It's like a helmet for my head, you see, to help preserve my health and not to let shit get to me. The weaponry is heavy duty, possessing toolies with the power of grenades. Except they spray like it's Uzis or automatic missile launchers. Soon as it hits your armor, it's not hard to tell you a freaking goner. If it's drama, I'ma sick piranhas on them. My generals will behead a few just to set examples for the rest of you. Yes, it's true, I rep my crews. It's elementality from now until the motherfucking Armageddon's through.
Yeah, already told you, man. You know the crew, elementality. You know how we do. Yeah. Peace to the orchestrator, KO. We put it all together. You already know, man.
Welcome back to the show. You listen to the Midwest Indie Media Radio Show with Zach Wright. I'm the host of the show. I played a couple tracks for you guys, just to kind of give you guys a break from all the talk and everything else going around. And as you know, like I said, our civil liberties are taken away every day, and that's the whole purpose of this program, is to kind of enlighten you on our civil liberties and how they're taken away from various government organizations here in the United States. And also around the world. And I just want to share with you guys some of my own reflections on this healthcare bill. I mean, like I said, I was rooting for it for a pretty decent amount of time. You know, I thought it would be something worthwhile. Our current president, he vowed to not, you know, basically to not keep anything in the dark. And that's me personally where I have beef with Barack Obama. It's because it's been a lot of things that he's been putting forth, a lot of bills and laws that he's been putting forth and actually signed on to that basically have been in the dark. I mean, a lot of people rooting for this healthcare bill, but a lot of people just don't seem to realize that we Americans are the ones who are going to pay for that. And it's just, like I said, the ongoing Tea Party protests are increasing throughout the United States. And I'm hoping that for some reason they actually don't end up passing the bill. And if they do pass it, I hope they pass the one that was from Senator Wiener, who basically made one that included the single payer. Because those of you out there who are listening to the program, I'm pretty sure you guys know that they, for some time, they were, especially Barack Obama, were pushing the single payer. And now we don't have it, you know, and this newer or this other version of the healthcare bill. So those are my views on that. And like I said, that's just it's kind of messed up. We have a lot more news as we speak. San Francisco, there were 12 people arrested by Homeland Security in Pelosi's office. Single-payer health care plan advocates took direct action to get answers from Nancy Pelosi on November 3rd. 15 people occupied her San Francisco office demanding to talk with the Speaker of the House, who was in Washington, D.C. at the time. Dan Burnell, Pelosi's district director, refused to put Speaker Pelosi on the phone with the demonstrators to address the fact that key elements of Congress final health care reform bill are missing. The demonstrators said Pelosi broke her promise to include Kucinich Amendment that would allow states to enact their own single-payer plans in Congress' final health care bill. Quote, "We deserve to know why she had turned her back on working people nationwide," said a spokesperson for CSEA, which is the California School Employees Association, whose members buoyed the protest. Two CSEA representatives were arrested along with 10 others when they refused to leave their building after 3 hours of occupying Pelosi's office. Also participating in the protests both inside and outside the building were members of CARA, which are the California Alliance of Retired Americans, the San Francisco Gray Panthers, and other groups advocating direct action to achieve a single-payer health care plan. About 100 demonstrators chanted loudly in front of the building. Meanwhile, protesters inside Pelosi's office lifted their cell phones to hear the supporters on the chair of Health Care for All California. Chanting and singing was extended to demean the demonstrators had disobeyed police officers, Hodges said. Quote, "Because Burnell was too cowardly to file an official complaint, an elaborate charade was worked out by Burnell, building management, and the Federal Protection Service, and a branch of U.S. Homeland Security made the arrests." I mean, like I said, when you just listen to stories like this, it just really shows you that we're in a martial law. I mean, here they are out here in California protesting, and I mean, you got people who are involved in school boards, you know? I'm assuming that some of these are actually school teachers protesting because they want health care for themselves and for their, you know, the kids that they teach in school. But yet, we're not, you know what I'm saying? We're not able to get this. Further on here in this program, this campaign to launch to roll back rents in East Palo Alto. This comes courtesy of IndyMedia in San Francisco. For over a year now, renters' rights group Tenants Together has been working with renters, their supporters, labor unions, and city officials in East Palo Alto, where Page Mill Properties has been engaged in open conflict with the city and its residents. After learning the CLPERS, the country's biggest public employee pension fund, was an investment partner with the giant landlord, Tenants Together testified before the CLPERS, or CalPERS, Board of Administration to bring the crisis to their attention and call them to intervene with Page Mill. They asked CalPERS to move Page Mill to rescind illegal rent increases and cease the unjust eviction of its tenants. Tenants Together also warned CalPERS that predatory equity investments are extremely risky financially. In fact, Page Mill Properties went into receivership just 2 months ago, leaving tenants to work with new court appointment management as they tried to get relief from unjust high rents and unabated maintenance problems. Youth United for Community Action members led a rally in front of West Park Apartments on November 4th to call for the rollback of rents. Participants included renters, neighbors, and community activists who chanted and sang songs specific to their cause. They pledged to keep up the pressure with a series of actions until rents are rolled back to be in line with what is required by the city's rent stabilizer ordinance. And that comes courtesy, like I said, of San Francisco Bay Area Indie Media. Also in the news, a stoop porch was burned. That's right, a Stone Soup porch burned. The porch of Stone Soup burned earlier tonight. The Worcester Fire Department contained the fire before there were major damage. The incident is under investigation. Now here's a statement from them saying, "Hello, Stone Soup community. Earlier this evening, there was a fire on the porch of Stone Soup. The Worcester Fire Department contained the fire before there were major damage. The incident is under investigation. It has been many months since the initial fire at 4 King St. Louis, and our members and organizers are scattered across the city. But in recent weeks, we have made terrific progress towards our goal of rebuilding 4 King Street. We have hired a coordinator to assist us with our capital campaign that will raise money necessary to return our community center. At our retreat, we came together to reimagine what was rebuilt, Stone Soup built, will look like. There is a Stone Soup general meeting this Tuesday, the 10th at 6 p.m. at 5th Pleasant St. Okay, whatever. I'm not gonna read all that. I'm not. Also in the news, I'm gonna hold off on that. This news I got coming up is pretty big. That's why I'm kind of holding off on this bit of news. Now, and you're wondering, what news are you talking about? Just spit it out already. I don't know if I should. I really don't know if I should. Black is Back Coalition March photos. I'm looking at them right now. I don't know if you guys know, but the Black is Back Coalition has been out there at the White House protesting. Yes. Protesting. I was reading a blog about this. And actually what I'm going to do is, I'm going to take a break in a second. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a break in a second. And after I take this break, I'm going to basically enlighten you on this protest. This is something that you guys really, really need to understand. You know, and right now, a lot of people are pissed at our current president. A lot of people are. Damn. I'm looking here with this march that they had over at the White House just recently. The Black is Back Coalition. They basically were in front of the White House. And they had a stage, and they were protesting. And it had something to do with Barack Obama, which I'm going to hold off on. The reason why I'm holding off on this is because, you know, I want you guys to prepare yourself. Because this show is going to be pretty intense. I mean, This next part that I'm going to get into here in the show is going to get pretty intense. I mean, so intense that they had to have 5 hours of speakers. 5 freaking hours of speakers. I'm talking about people hitting the podium and talking about how Obama has kind of just left the minorities here in the United States just left us to be. And, I don't know, any of you guys out here downloading, whether you're a minority or not, you know, there's a lot going on in our American history right now. There's a lot going on with our government. And as United States citizens of any descent, our rights are being taken away. So, you know, you kind of got to be up and up on things. You really do. That's why you guys download this podcast. And I hope you guys continue to download my podcast. I don't do these radio shows just to hear myself. I mean, I do these shows to get you guys to enlighten yourself and to listen and to learn. And to also enjoy a bit of real hip-hop music. Which is what I'm getting ready to play for you guys. I mean, I've got some real hip-hop. Speaking of hip-hop, not to really want to change the subject too hard. But I got a couple tracks from Old Dirty Bastard. You know, he passed away some years ago. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from, you know, ODB. Rest in peace to him. And also have, kind of debating. I have a group that I want to play for you guys called Sons of Soul. It's an underground hip-hop group. I'll give you guys more info on them as we speak. But right now, I'm going to get to a break. I'm going to play a couple tracks from ODB, and I'm going to play a track from the Sons of Soul. This is an underground hip-hop group that, dude, you guys are totally going to love. Get that total jazzy hip-hop vibe, and just excellent group. All right, like I said, this is Zach Riot, and you're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Radio Show.
Are you taping, baby? Baby, are you taping? Oh, yeah. Baby, come on.
What anybody want to do? Right, motherfucking hand. I heard that. I'm the God who's ahead of the Lord. Dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang squad. Can I get raw? Yes, I get dirty to the floor. Rhyme hitting on your mind, you can never ignore. Hip-hop to me is like a place to be. My specialty from if you knew it's empty. Say what you wanna see, baby, say. I'll flip the microphone any day. I'm mad with because I got that gift of gab. Niggas get mad, your ass left my head. This talent that I got will result in swat. MCs, you got paid a lot. You ever notice the black man jam on slam? When it comes to the
money, yo, it ain't funny. That's what you gotta do, what you got to do. Come on, can I get the Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang, 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 it's on your brain. I get riggy diggy roar when it's time to get on the dance floor, shotgun kill for shit. Wow, then you won't step to me. Thinking, is he really raw? Is he stinky? If I wasn't really raw, standing here on the floor, you'd be like, oh, it ain't hardcore. Niggas playing, they lie, but won't survive. Jumping and popping, no, that job, but you take a nah. I'm an average man, G.O.D. fan, let it be known that the gym, Wu-Tang Clan, is coming through, and woo, boys fast, who throw your head in the air, and then you don't care. Who, the whole dirty bastard, me, your ma. You be hopping on my shit just like a fly. All around, it's dirty and stinking sound down to the ground. What you want to do? What you want to do when I'm coming for you? I'm gonna give it to you, baby, baby, baby.
Try to creep and got hit. Now regulate, and I'll be out to set up a date. Wu-Tang is banging like a Ron G tape. RZA, pump the shit just like a shotty. Watch me running like John Gotti. The lot on the track like Jen and Waddy. Check the calendar, I want any challenger to step up. Feel the blast on the silencer.
Move them in, move them out, move them out. Stick it up. Or high. Coming soon to a theater near you will be the woo. Yeah, find yourself in the square and see it's true. Actual facts to snack on and chew. My positive energy sounds peace to you. A wise man killed one horse and made glue. Wicked women putting period blood in stew. Don't that make the stew witches brew? I fear for the 85 that don't got a clue. How could he know what the fuck he never knew? God, cipher divine, come to show and come to prove. A mystery God, that's the work of Yaku. The Holy Ghost got you stare to death, kid. Boo! Boo!
Yeah. We always gotta keep it fly. Fly for you to feel what you wants to feel. See, Wu-Tang like to thank all the people across the country, all the people in America, all the people outside of America for listening to our music. We gotta keep it fly for you. See, this ain't something new that's just gonna come out of nowhere. No, this is something old and dirty and dirty. Yeah.
Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Black Mamba, 16 bar bomber. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Black Mamba, 16 bar bomber. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Black Mamba, 16 bar bomber.
The essence of the soul from the heart with the music. Make you move your body real smooth if you choose it. Bop your head to it like Nike just do it. Jewels heavy on the track, black lighting into it. Really ain't nothing to it, innate, feel the movement. Clenched fist, power, soul glowing all through it. Proceed in love and peace till the train jump the track. If you're feeling for substance, we bring it on back. Like Mr. Conte, a nice connection with the urban. Thoughtless rap acoustic, find the trend quite disturbing. Digging in the crazy diamond, the allure finesse. Well respected in the east, but still connected in the west. Leaving hip hop blessed with the essence of the culture. Precious piece of art like a Van Gogh sculpture. A Gordon Pops portrait, still strong like a fortress on a grizzly. While my nigga Sean struggle with the chorus.
Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Black Mamba, 16 bar bomber. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Black Mamba, 16 bar bomber.
From the city of the chocolate, the Hershey but the district. The leaders of the free world where everyone's a critic. Or hater, thug, or hustler, MC, or singer. Baller, shot caller, player, player, pimp, swinger, politician, roll scholar. Or your turnt musician, where they knock tunes, the bump trucks, they called it on the listening. Home of Marvin Gaye, Duke Ellington, and Ben's Chili Bowl, go, go, keep the soul scan on 10. Rich Craft and Chuck Tops and beats thump like Tim Stomping. Reminiscence of Dre, coming straight out of Compton. But no group or single MC has strongly repped the city. Catastrophic, and the reason why the sun got the rocket like it ain't no tomorrow. Or a car in a brothel just released from deep in the belly of the beast. Feel the vibe, hip your peep, I can see it's going down. And that's official, dropping shit like hot shells from a pistol. Come on.
Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Black Mamba, 16 bar bomber. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one, nigga so glowing. Black Mamba, 16 bar bomber.
Something like a deep enigma, unexplained phenomenon. The depth of the music like a joint you can't comment on. Bomber like Jock Lee and Sadler, sound rhythm grab ya and work ya. Feel the soul inertia, so for real the Jonah hurt ya. Dial M for murder, a S for the sons, we be the district number one. Bonafide, genuine, authentic, true rhyme collective. Don't gotta accept it, damn sure gotta respect it. Maintaining through the rap, snap, ass clapping masses. We do it for the love, don't leave for underhanded tactics. Realness permeates your mindscape, moisturize your mental. Like soul glow suspended in the grasp of instrumental. Check the rhyme flow, murder rap, the brothers on the run. Heat beating, bammer's done, young, my Uzi weigh a ton. Check the rhyme flow, murder rap, the brothers on the run. Heat beating, bammer's done, young, my Uzi weigh a ton.
Soul brother number
one nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one nigga so glowing. Black Mamba 16 bar bomber. Soul brother number one nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one nigga so glowing. Soul brother number one nigga so glowing. Black Mamba 16 bar bomber.
Alright, the track you guys just heard, from the Sons of Soul. Love that track. I was just looking them up here on MySpace, and I got a little info on these guys. It says that the Sons of Soul is a pure hip-hop group, a creative brand of hip-hop music, and an authentic hip-hop sound that embodies the spirit of the Quiet Storm that will be known for years from now as the hip-hop renaissance period. The group consists of Black Mamba and Jules. Both members are DC area natives and are interchangeable parts that work in unison to keep their brand of hip-hop innovative and edgy while keeping samples tantalizingly ambiguous to the naked ear. The sound is what the name Sons of Soul was born from, and that is intrinsically soulful. It is music and words that the listeners can feel from a mental and rhythmic standpoint. One does not only hear the Sons of Soul, but they experience it. The soulfulness literally permeates your speakers and envelopes your eardrum. Black Mamba and Jules provide listeners with acoustic vision. Alright, and that's the Sons of Soul. That's where that track came from. And checking on their influences, I said that these guys were... said the Sons of Soul brand of music takes a page from the glory days of hip-hop in which creative samples and original melodies were utilized. Ice was not the material item du jour. A young ladies wore genuine people instead of scantily clad distractions intended to compensate for a lack of true skills. The Sons take it back to the days of digging in the crates and MCs as respecting each other for skills, not sound scan numbers, material possessions, or manufactured gangsters' imagery. The sound could be described as timeless, that is, daring, original, and gimmick free. Wow. And they appear to have their own record label called Infinite Soul Music LLC. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only Sons of Soul that you just heard. And yeah, of course, before that, two tracks from ODB. And those that don't know, I'm a big, big fan of ODB. 30th Avenue passed away years ago. So, you know, as I always say, rest in peace to ODB. Word. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Yes. Anyways, you're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Radio Podcast. I'm Zach Wright. This is my show. You guys got a chance to hear a lot of different shows, and we do podcast a lot of different shows and syndicate a lot of different shows. Keep you guys on the up on things in current affairs, like this program here, and also we play our music as well on this podcast station. This is a podcast radio station. When you subscribe to Midwest Indie Media Radio Podcast, you get a lot of different radio shows on a near daily basis. That's our goal. It's basically to be like a downloadable radio station. You know, we come up with stuff practically every day, so you guys don't have no choice but to listen to Midwest Indie Media Radio. And right now, I'm Zach Wright. I'm the host of this the host of all this right here. And right now we're getting into a bit about the Black is Back movement. Before I get into this, yes, you've already guessed it. There's other news going on around the world in indie media. There's more. First, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into Fort Hood Massacre, a brief history of American violence. That's the first thing we're getting into. I got to ease you in this whole ordeal, if you will. Fort Hood Massacre, a brief American violence. It's hard to pinpoint what's the most shocking thing about Major Malik Nadel Hassan's shooting rampage in Fort Hood, Texas. I'll start with this. There's nothing all that groundbreaking about it. Happens all the time. It's just what we're a nation of amnesiacs who forget all the unpleasantries and refuse to learn valuable lessons. Just this morning, another going postal office massacre in Orlando, leaving at least 2 dead and 17 wounded. Early reports say the shooter was an employee. So yeah, that's some views on that. Also, there was a sleepout on Boston Common continues despite police. Boston, Massachusetts, scores of college students and community members gathered on Boston Common in front of Massachusetts State House yesterday evening to call on Governor Patrick to introduce a bill that will repower the Commonwealth with 100% clean electricity by 2020. They were joined by Reverend Dr. Jim Antle, Minister and President of Massachusetts Conference of the United Church of Christ. November 1st is the second Sunday, of sleepouts in which participants refuse to sleep their dormitories and homes powered by dirty electricity until a plan is in place for them to run on clean electricity. The night was interrupted at 3 a.m. by approximately 12 Boston police officers, supervised by Sergeant Fear. The officers woke up every tent to gather identification and record information. They departed with the threat of issuing citations for all present. This is the first time the leadership campaign has had serious interactions with law enforcement. The leadership campaign, a network of primary college students across the state, are calling on the governor to introduce and pass a bill they have written by December 7th, the day of the international climate negotiations to Copenhagen, Denmark. Quote, "The police arrived in the middle of the night and woke us all up, demanding identification from everybody. I overheard officers say they were ordered to act by superiors within the department. All the officers were courteous and stated they would not be arresting anyone, but they did suggest the possibility of citations." End of quote, says Jonathan Rosenthal, leadership campaign participant, said. Physics and chemistry are poor negotiators. They act independently of public policy, and we need to recognize that. Dominic McCaden, Boston recruitment coordinator, said, "We are ready for encounters with law enforcement as we understand the serious nature of global climate disruption. We prepare to see this through until the necessary legislation is passed." Participants in the leadership campaign have organized at over 20 campuses statewide. They are sleeping on the common every Sunday night and lobbying with state house legislators every Monday morning. For more information, visit their website at www.theleadershipcampaign.org. Come out and join us Sunday night on the common. We're calling for over 100 people to participate, as there will be groups brainstorming for future actions in Boston area for later this month, including November 30th. So for all those that want to check that out and participate, check out the Boston Indie Media. Right on. A quick reflection before we get into his main story. Just like I was telling you guys time and time again, that we have so much anger and animosity in our country. I mean, is it the economy? Or could it just be that our country is actually falling apart? I mean, I'm not a negative person. For all those downloading, listening, or streaming, or whatever you're doing, or however you're listening to this podcast, because there's so many ways you can listen to this podcast. I'm a very optimistic person, but I'm not seeing too much optimism. No. I mean, things are getting out of hand, folks. It's time for us to up our pressure. Write to our congressman. If that won't work, we gotta go out here. We gotta protest sometimes. You know, sometimes it's just what's needed. A lot of people have been seeing protesters as people who just don't have jobs. So I'm sorry, you just can't just go out and say, "Oh, you people don't have jobs." It's just not fair. You know, pick on somebody else. People are losing their jobs every day. All we want is a better world, a better country. And 9 times out of 10, we're not getting that. All right, we're going to get to the story. First, I want to read it off this blog here from the African American political pundit, who's one of my favorite pundits when it comes to independent media. He's African American, and he has good views on his blog about the daily happenings with our government. And listening to his radio show, he was pretty very very pissed at Barack Obama. Now, the dude actually voted for the guy. You know, no wonder why I did not vote at all. But anyways, he is appalled at the Democratic Party, and especially of Barack Obama. I share the same views, but I just want to go ahead and read on first. All right. Just give me a second, my screen is frozen right now. Come on, screen, come on. Yeah, sorry folks, my screen is frozen. Okay. Back up and running. Sorry, folks. You guys gotta understand, my screen is not working for some reason. Oh boy. Alright. Is it working now? Let me take a quick test. Too much crap on. I mean, there must be a billion people reading this blog right now, because my screen is kind of slow on this page. All right, but like I was just saying, there's a lot of protesters in D.C. right now. Protesting Barack Obama. They're appalled at this guy. A lot of people voted for this and expected change, and we're not getting much change. People already, even though he's been in office, 9-10 months, they're seeing him as a lame duck. And I wonder why. Well, who are in Washington decrying Barack Obama as white power in blackface, hundreds of African Americans march on White House Saturday to protest policies of the first black U.S. president and demand that he bring our U.S. troops home. More than 200 people gathered for the first public demonstration by African Americans against the Barack Obama administration since its historic inauguration in January, and slammed the president for continuing what they described as Washington's imperialist agenda around the world. "We recognize that Barack Hussein Obama is white power and blackface," civil rights activist Omali Yeshitela, chairman of the Black Is Back Coalition, which arranged the protest, called into a megaphone as a group marched outside the mansion's gates. Quote, "He is a tool of our imperialist enemies, and we demand our freedom, and we demand that Obama withdraw all the troops from Afghanistan right now." Protesters also call for Obama to order troops out of Iraq and to scrap AFRICOM, the controversial year-old United States Africa Command, and demanded hands-off Venezuela, anti-Cuba embargo, and Zimbabwe blockade. And I seem to have lost my... There we go. Sorry. Several demonstrators held up placards bearing messages such as "U.S. out of Afghanistan and stop U.S. war against Iraq." Charles Barron, a New York City councilman and former member of Black Panthers and Black Power Movement in the mid-1960s and 1970s, attacked the president for turning a cold shoulder to the plight of African Americans. Quote, "We're not satisfied with them. This is hope and change rap has been a reality for black people," Barron told AFP during the demonstration. "We're glad that Barack Obama broke up the white male monopoly on the White House, but we're not looking for a change in occupant of the White House from white to black. We're looking for a change in foreign policies and domestic policies," he added. Now, according to the political pundit, here's are his views. "The fact that the matter is African Americans are the hardest hit by the recession in America. In fact, African Americans have been in a recession for the past 10 years. If there is a nation with wide unemployment rate of 10%, then it's 20 to 30% in our black communities." According to a 2008 report by United for a Fair Economy, a research and advocacy group, from 1998 to 2005, before the subprime crisis, blacks lost $71 billion to $93 billion in home value wealth from subprime loans. Researchers called this family net worth catastrophe the greatest loss of wealth in recent history for people of color, and the worst was yet to come. Now blacks are being hit by a third and fourth wave of foreclosures caused by unemployment. Do black folks have a right to be pissed off? Hell fucking yeah. "The fact of the matter is, black unemployment is now at possibly 20 to 30% compared to with 10% for white males. In New York City, black unemployment has been rising four times as fast as that of whites. By 2010, according to Lawrence Michel of the Economic Policy Institute, 40% of African Americans nationwide will endure patches of unemployment or underemployment. Do black folks have a right to stand, be pissed off? Yes. Should black folks be pissed off at our president for bailing out some of the country's largest Wall Street firms, who have now set aside billions of dollars for bonus to executives and traders, many of whom are the same people who reckless risk-taking led to current recession? Well, what do you think?" Yes, that was the political pundit. That was his views on the protests of African Americans in the White House. Now, according to the indie media, they were covering the protests out in D.C. And basically, let me let this page load. Basically, you could actually go onto indymedia.us and you could actually check out the photos and see what it was like for yourself. And actually, I encourage you guys to do so. I mean, they had a lot of, they had a lot of speakers come up and speak to the public on their views on our president and how he's just neglected a lot of minorities. And to bring any better policy or change for a lot of the working poor of all colors. And I'm going to read on from the New York Indie Media. A coalition of black radicals and their allies gathered in Washington, D.C. to assess the continued need for black nationalists and anti-war agendas in the era of Barack Obama. As a marathon rally in Malcolm X Park lasting over 5 hours, the Black is Back coalition led a march to the White House. Speaker after speaker lambasted Barack Obama as well as other members of the black political elite as nothing more than a new black face on the same old white capitalist imperialism. Quote, sure, Obama is better than George Bush. End of quote. Anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan said, the corner of my big toe is better than George W. Bush. That doesn't mean we should elect him president. The amount of money Obama is giving to the banks is reaching Alice in Wonderland numbers. Journalist Glenn Ford maintained, Pam Africa, the MOVE coalition was harshest of all, referring to Obama as a punk. That's funny. Ooh, so harsh. It's a punk. A number of issues were addressed in addition to the Obama administration. The connection between attacks on Muslim immigrants and racism against African Americans were a constant theme. And a poster of Imam Lukman Amin Abdullah was a prominent display at the front of the rally. Speakers stressed the continued need for reparations for slavery as well as solidarity with the Palestinians against the Israeli state. Obama's refusal to support Durban 2 was mentioned briefly as well as gentrification and the subprime housing crisis and the difficulty of mobilizing anti-war forces in the age of Obama. Okay, couple comments from people. Protest White House. It did not appear that this crowd protests Obama. What they protest is the current administration. 545 people in Congress who really run this country. They are the politician who must stop funding wars, funding AIG, cease pork barrel military, and civilian contract outside the United States. These politicians should create public health care program like Germany has. Another person had a comment by saying, Black is back. Congratulations on the event and the work of the political organizers. The reason why I did not attend is because there is not a political plan, a follow through self-determination. There is a political and legal process to addressing the issues of slavery, reparations, and self-determination that is missing. This derogates the event to a blowing off steam event. The rally should have been held at the United Nations, and the leaders and activists should be banding together to hold an election of self-determination like we are at www.definingchange.us. Serious human rights activism means finding the right political vehicles to resolve your issues. In the United Nations, protests are good, but they do not get the job done. I'm hoping these leaders will now join work done for autonomy so that we can address these issues in a real way. And you know, folks, I'm burnt out right now and kind of tired, so I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. This is Zach Wright. And you're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Radio, live or podcasted from, or as I want to say, recorded live from the studios of the Midwest Indie Media Center. Once again, I'm Zach Wright. Up the Rebels, and I'm out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you now grooving with the Sun Soul. You know? We're gonna show you how we get down to the D.C. So just relax. We're gonna move your hips about 6 degrees. What's up, Joe?
They can't be sleeping on us. Not the district with folks, the most business with hands back. So business get the flow, the most sickest. Like Thursday, the simplest wordplay ridiculous. I heard that they were stiffing us, but ain't nobody getting us. Hoods, these authentic, while these cats is ready, they click. I said, tenant, y'all lose, though. We spend it, the witches should have repented. Tenacity's relentless, whole crew's off the hinges. But ain't nobody feeling us, all shit. He ripping it, Pete, the brother spitting it. Ain't no nigga clipping it, suck. The soul is getting it hit, the soul is infinite hit. The track, I'm pimping it, no fees fill my sentiments. My people, if you hear me, why the fuck y'all whack? Let's get together, nobody can do it better. We're standing the cold weather, look around like whatever. We knew these lines are clever, the renaissance endeavor to finish all pretenders.
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Say what?
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Do what?
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Say what?
Just clap your hands.
And you say Chocolate City.
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Say what?
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Do what?
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Say what?
Just clap your hands.
Don't Obama said we go out, check the rhythm, precision to how we hit them. We strip them of equilibrium, fitting to give them riddling, fiddling with the venomous villain to leave you feeling them. Damn,
that nigga killing them.
Spit blows, he's spilling them. Infamous indecision, they losing their damn religion. Had to rough them on GP, no shitting, urban rhythm. Distorting the inner vision of rapping and bullshitting. We causing a major schism, we clicking on all cylinders. Black and jewels, remember them beats and rhymes ridiculous. Some would call it infamous. All type of squaws just sniffing us down. Broads are sensitive when it's sold. Administer Sun Soul. Getting into your full pamp. We hitting your borderline. Dimension the stone roof and slipping your state of mind. Convincing you and soul we trust. Never popcorn pimping you. Up in this DC shit since the Nationals were senators.
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Say what?
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Do what?
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Say what?
Just clap your hands.
And you say Chocolate City.
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Say what?
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Do what?
Just clap your hands to the beat.
Say what?
Just clap your hands.
And you say Chocolate City.
All my people northeast, keep on. Southeast, keep on. All my people's northwest, keep on.
And you say Chocolate City.
Southwest, keep on. 36 of Minnesota cats, keep on. My folks on Bright Seat, keep on. Everybody, keep on.